AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is planning a big farm aid package to soften the blow of his tariffs. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
An official here at the White House says it'll be a $12 billion package for American farmers who've struggled to sell crops while facing rising costs due to tariffs on China. It's the administration's latest effort to both defend the president's handling of the economy and address voter fears about higher costs, even as he's dismissed those concerns as a hoax.
The word affordability is a con job by the Democrats.
The official says the president will unveil the farm aid plan later today. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Supreme Court is hearing the Trump administration's push to expand control over independent federal agencies. It could overturn a decision limiting when presidents can fire board members. Justice Sonia Sotomayor questioned Solicitor General D. John Sauer.
You're asking us to overturn a case that has been around for nearly 100 years, correct?
90 years, I believe.
90 years. What other cases have we overturned that have had a pedigree of 100 years?
Lawyers for the administration are defending President Trump's decision to fire Federal Trade Commission member Rebecca Slaughter without cause. A 7.6 magnitude earthquake off northern Japan triggered a tsunami in coastal communities in the region. Several people were injured in a hotel. Paramount Skydance is making a hostile bid for Warner Brothers Discovery. Netflix reached a $72 billion takeover deal with the company just a few days ago. Speaking of Warner Brothers, one of their movies, Paul Thomas Anderson's One Battle After Another, scored a leading 9 nominations for the Golden Globe Awards. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Jeff Kent has been elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame
by the Contemporary Era Committee, while steroid-tainted stars Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens were among 7 players who fell short once again. The 5-time All-Star won the NL MVP award with San Francisco in 2000.
I'm floored that people across the country have recognized the Giants and more specifically recognized me of the talent that I had given this year. So you bet. Going up against some tremendous quality talent in Barry Bonds and Todd Helton and Jim Edmonds and Mike Piazza, I'm losing my breath mentioning guys like that.
Carlos Delgado received 9 votes, followed by Don Mattingly and Dale Murphy with 6 each. Bonds, Clemens, Gary Sheffield, and Fernando Valenzuela each received fewer than 5 votes. Kent will be inducted at the Hall in Cooperstown on July 26th. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.